Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this second session this morning. This is the session on applications, NIPS 2016. My name is Francesco Di Nuzzo. I'm going to be moderating this session for you today. We have five presentations, 20 minutes each. We are going to keep the last few minutes for questions and answering. And the first speaker today is Shinji Ito from NEC Corporation. He's going to talk about large-scale price optimization via network flow. So let's welcome the speaker.
Thanks for the introduction. The topic of this talk is about how to maximize the profit by pricing. And this is a joint work with Ryohei Fujimaki. First, our goal is to maximize the profit by pricing. Suppose that we have a choice of two pricing strategies. Which is a better price for retailers? As we know, the change in price affects the demand of products. For example, discounting product makes its demand increase. And the profit is determined by the price and the sales quantity. And in the case of this slide, the right size strategy is better because it offers more profit. This is a very simple story, but it gets complicated when considering multiple products because changing the price of one product affects the demand of other products. For example, if consumers want to buy either oranges or apples, then growing the sales of orange causes a decrease in the sales of apple. Such phenomena or effects are called cannibalization in market. In this case, even if we can grow the profit from orange, the gross profit can get decreased. So such cross-price effect among different products makes pricing very complicated. On the other hand, such interaction among products has been recently revealed by advanced machine learning technology. Here, we suppose that we have data of price and sales of each product, and by using this data to infer the predictive model for sales quantity, we can know how price affects the sales. And we can know the relationship between multiple products. So after that, what we want to do is to find the best price strategy maximizing the gross profit. But this problem of finding the best price is a very hard problem, which is can be easily seen that NP hard. So in order to make a good strategy, we need to construct an efficient algorithm. So we focused on this hard problem and construct an efficient approximation algorithm. So this is our contribution. We constructed a scalable algorithm for price optimization, and which is based on some modularity behind our price optimization problem and utilizing network flow algorithm and supermodular relaxation. And the proposed algorithm achieves a good scalability which can deal with over 1,000 products and high accuracy for real data problem. So next, let's go to the concrete definition of our problem. Yeah, what we want to maximize is gross profit, which can be expressed in this slide. Here, I is a product ID, and price PI is price, and QI is sales quantity. The profit from product I is calculated by multiplying in price and sales quantity, and the gross profit is a summation of all over the product. And the sales quantity is generally unknown before selling them actually, but we can predict them by using historical data and machine learning. Suppose that sales quantity QI of each product is a function in price and other features. For example, the sales quantity of orange is expressed in the function in price of orange and price of apple and prices of other products. And also we can use other features such as weather or the day of the week. And we use historical data to infer this model. Specific example is to use polynomial model, in which case we estimate parameters A, B, and C. And we can use also other regression model, such as generalized linear model. Here we can use, the only assumption is to use additive model for predicting the sales quantity. And let me explain the interpretation of each term in this formula. The term F11 represents the price elasticity of demand of orange. That is, how the price of orange affects the demand of orange. And term F12 represents the cross price effect. That is, how the price of apple affects the demand of orange. Typically, if the price of apple gets increased, some consumers want to buy orange instead of expensive apples. In such case, orange and apple are called substitute goods. Its definition is that discounting one makes the other sell down, like cannibalization in market. It's worth noting that there are many substitute goods in price optimization because retailers usually deal with many similar or comparable products and which are usually substitute goods. So now, the gross profit is a function in price, and the problem of maximizing gross profit can be described at this slide. Here, we assume that price of each product are chosen from discrete price candidates, such as this price, 5% off or 20% off. This is the definition of the problem we want to solve. But unfortunately, this problem is NP-hat, and we observed that a commercial solver takes over 24 hours computation to solve the problem with only 50 products. So we need to construct an efficient approximation algorithm in order to deal with a large number of products. So next, let me talk about our contribution, the scalable algorithm for price optimization. The proposed algorithm is based on mainly three ideas. And the first idea and the most important idea is the submajority behind pricing. We first focus on the fact that there are many substitute goods in price optimization, and we found a connection between substitute goods and submajority. Specifically, we showed that if all pairs of products are substitute goods, that is, competing or cannibalizing, then the gross profit function is supermodular function. And supermodular function can be maximized in polynomial time. So this means that if all products are substitutes or independent, profit can be maximized in polynomial time. So this is that's a good story, but this is not enough to use because of two issues. The first issue is that general supermodular maximization is still slow, even though it's polynomial. And the second issue is that substitute goods assumption, that is, all products are substitute goods, is too restrictive. So in order to make this approach practical, we resolved these two issues respectively. For the first computational time issue, we construct a network, we propose a network flow approach. That is, we show that substituted price optimization can be reduced to minimum cut problem. That is a special case of thermodynamic minimization and can be solved by network flow, which is much efficient, much more efficient than general thermodynamic minimization. And this figure shows how the graph looks like. The vertices form a kind of matrix structure, and each row corresponds to one product, and each column corresponds to price candidate. And the price of each product determines the vertices contained in cut. For example, the orange price is 10% of the red vertices are contained in cut set. And for other products, the similar way, the ST cut set is determined. And then the gross profit function is equal to constant minus the capacity of ST cut of this graph. This means that the maximizing gross profit problem is equivalent to the finding the problem of finding minimum ST cut. So by this transformation, the computational time was largely improved. And for the second issue, by introducing supermodular relaxation, we can construct an approximation algorithm which is applicable for non-substitute case. If there exists non-substitute goods, the gross profit function is not supermodular, but it can be decomposed into supermodular term and submodular term. The submodular term, the red one, is making the problem difficult. So we consider that relaxing this submodular term by modular term and obtaining the supermodular relaxation function, which can be maximized via network flow. And by maximizing this supermodular approximation function, we can obtain an approximated solution for the original problem. And this 3D figure shows how the relaxation looks like. The red faces show the original submodular term, and green face shows the relaxed modular function term. And there are many possibilities of relaxation function, and we can choose better relaxation function by using convex optimization techniques. And this is a bit technical, so I'd like to skip here. So, and the simulation experiment illustrates that our approximation algorithm gave us almost accurate solution for real-world problem. We use real-world retail data with 1,000 products and compared with SDP relaxation method and other existing methods. The achieved profit by proposed method is 1.88, and the upper bound of exact optimal value is at most 1.90. So the proposed method gave a solution with only at most 1% loss. In conclusion, we constructed a scalable price optimization algorithm by finding a submodularity behind the price optimization problem and utilizing network flow and supermodular relaxation. Thank you.
Thank you very much for this nice presentation. Is there any questions from the audience?
Hello. Thank you, very interesting talk. So what is what my question is about? So your model can be applied in case of substitutable or independent goods. So substitutable goods, it is exactly this picture when there is a cannibalization effect. But in retail chain, sometimes when sales volume of one good increase, the sales volume of another good also increases. So like beer and potato chips. So can your model be extended to such case?
Yes. Your question is that how about the case there exists non-substitute goods or complement goods?
Complementary goods.
Yes. In that case, our algorithm can deal with even such case by this approximation algorithm.
It can be done.
Sorry,
your algorithm can handle complementary goods.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in that case, the solution is approximated one.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there any other question?
Yes. Hello. I'm wondering what will happen if the prices are continuous variables, because in practice, many prices, they are just a continuous variable instead of discrete variables, right? So will the function, the profit function L, is there some structure with the continuous variable, like the concave function or convex function?
Your question is a case of a continuous variable.
Yeah.
And in my understanding, there are continuous convex structure even in the case of cannibalization situation. But on the other hand, in the case of we want to solve continuous optimization problem, we can reduce it to discrete one by choosing the many price candidates. Does this answer to your question?
I mean, you can discretize the continuous variable to be still discrete variable.
Yeah.
I see. Second question is about the you have a supermodular upper bound. So
yes.
So do you have any idea about how large the gap is between this upper bound and the real objective?
As far as my experiment, for the real retail data, the gap is pretty small. And in the case of the function is totally submodular, the gap becomes larger.
Thank you.
Okay, we need to move on to the next presentation. Let's thank the speaker again.